Hello, hello, hello. I'm Kenny Ortiz, the founder and host of Theology for the Rest of Us. And if you are listening to this episode, this update episode I'm doing here, that is because you are a subscriber to the podcast. I won't be posting this on Facebook or Twitter or anything. So the only people listening to this are people that are actually subscribed to the podcast. So this episode should be showing up into your feed. It has been a while since I've posted an episode of the podcast. It has been, about 3 months or so. I'm recording this in November of 2017. I haven't posted an episode since August of 2017. Just been swamped in my life. And I'm going to explain a little bit what's going on and why I've been on such a long hiatus in just a moment. But just want to start off by saying a big thank you to those of you who have remained subscribed. Thank you so much. And I just want to ask for you to stay subscribed. And if you can, continue to tell people about the podcast. There's lots of people who have never heard of it. And there's 244 episodes in the archive. So feel free to push it, promote it for me. That would be a big, big help. I appreciate that. I also want to just say a big thank you to so many of you that have been encouraging to me. I've informally kept track, but I've had over 100 different people over the last 2 months or so, over the last 6 weeks in particular, that have reached out to me through Facebook, Twitter, emails, people just reaching out to me saying, Kenny, where you been? We miss you. What's going on? I even had one person say, hey, where's the podcast? And if you're not going to record any more episodes, can you at least record a goodbye episode? Just so that we know that you're gone. We want to know what's going on. I've had multiple people. One person sent a Facebook message saying, to my personal Facebook saying, hey, is Kenny still alive? Did he die? I appreciate the concern. I mean that wholeheartedly. I'm so encouraged that so many people are missing the podcast. That's really incredibly encouraging to me. So thank you very much. The podcast is still going. I have not abandoned it. I do plan on recording more episodes. I've just been swamped. And again, I'll explain in just a moment why I've been so swamped. I started this podcast way back in January of 2016. And when I first started, I was doing multiple episodes a week. There was a stretch in 2016 where I was doing daily episodes. That's how I got to so many episodes so quickly. But in the fall of 2016, just some life changes made it a little bit slower. And then I took a 6 or 7 week hiatus around Christmas, around this time last year, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas of 2016. And then I relaunched again in January 2017. So that's my current plan, to do that again. I've been on this long hiatus in the fall here of 2017, but in early 2018, I'm going to get back in the saddle and I'm going to jump back into recording the podcast, hopefully doing multiple episodes a week. I actually have a bunch of episodes already recorded in the can. They need to be edited. I got about 10 or 12 that I've done, and then I've got something like 30 interviews I think I've done with different people over the last several months. I've had several people that I've interviewed reaching out to me saying, hey, what's going on? Where's that interview? Why hasn't it gone live? And I just keep saying, I'm so sorry. So I've got a bunch of people, my pastor in Florida and friends of mine and several authors, previous podcast hosts like podcast guests like Tyler Vella and guys like that that have been great contributors that I've done interviews with but have been sitting on them for months and months and months, and I just haven't had the time to get around to editing them. So in January 2018, we are going to launch. I'm going to have 3 series. We're going to dive into creation, evolution, origins of the earth, that sort of stuff. Then we're going to dive into Calvinism and Arminianism. Finally, I know many of you have been asking about it for months and months. What's going on? We will dive into that. And then after that, we're going to dive into baptism and what's baptism and why we do baptism. And I've got a few episodes. So that's kind of the trajectory for January, February. I also have, at last, kind of think I got about 112 questions that have been asked of me by email that I have not yet answered. I think probably half of them I'll be able to answer in those 3 series, or between the interviews that I've done and the series that I'm going to be doing, about half of those questions will be answered, maybe even more than half. So just stick with me, stay subscribed, and I promise I'll be able to answer those. By the time we get through the month of March, many of the questions would have been responded to and answered. Let me give you a quick update of what's going on in my personal life. Just want you guys to know what's going on, because I know many of you do care, and I really appreciate that. And would covet your prayers. That would be great if you guys would be willing to pray for me. That would be really, really helpful. I've been really swamped because I've had some significant changes in my life. The biggest thing is I got a new job. So I actually no longer live in Orlando, Florida. In August of 2017, I actually moved to Minnesota. Many of you know, several years ago, I launched an organization called Blue Sky Missions. It was a short-term mission trip agency that I launched. And then as that grew, the operations of that, I ended up merging, and I got a new position with a missions agency in Minneapolis. I worked for that organization, Bethany International. I worked for them remotely. I'm from Florida, so I was living in Florida and involved in local ministry at a local church in Florida, but also working for Bethany from afar. And I did that for almost a year, or about 10 months or so. And then they asked me to take a different position. So I now have a leadership and teaching position at the college. So Bethany International, the missions agency, there are several major divisions or departments to the organization. One of the major departments is a fully accredited university, Bethany Global University. And so as a part of Bethany Global University, we have a gap year program, which used to be called the LEAD Internship. We've actually renamed it recently. That'll be official in January of 2018. But I oversee the LEAD Internship. I also oversee a variety of other random projects within our short-term missions. And there's some additional global initiatives and some things going to be taking over in spring of 2018. So my daytime job here at Bethany is focused on teaching and mentoring, discipleship, and overseeing short-term missions. And again, a variety of other operations of some other initiatives and things that we do here. So I picked up and moved from beautiful, warm, sunny Orlando, Florida, and moved to the metro region known as the Twin Cities. I live in Bloomington, Minnesota now, right outside of Minneapolis. It's a great region to live in. Minneapolis is a fantastic area. It's been lots and lots of fun hanging out downtown Minneapolis. It really is one of the coolest cities I've been in terms of like just being like kind of hipster and having a lot of fun things to do and having a lot of like really a cool music scene and there's a lot of cool things to do. So really exciting. I'm not excited about the winter, to be honest. I hate the cold. I hate living in snow. I'm not excited about that. It's already very cold here. But when the Lord calls you to do something, you got to be obedient. And I felt like the Lord was calling me to come be a part of this for at least a season of my life. So I decided to pack up and move and come be a part of it. It's a great community here at the college, and the staff team that I get to work with is awesome. I'm a part of a great church and a great small group, Cities Church. Great, great church is actually a church plant of Bethlehem Baptist. Bethlehem Baptist is a relatively well-known church because it was lead teaching pastor there for many, many years was John Piper, well-known pastor and author. So the church I'm a part of here in the cities is in the Twin Cities is called Cities Church, and it was a church plant out of Bethlehem Baptist. So just kind of theologically, philosophically, culture, flavor is really in line with what I think is ideal for a local church. So really excited to be a part of that. So new job, new church. I also have a new girlfriend. I've been was single for quite some time. But just over the summer, rekindled a friendship with an old friend, a young lady that I'm now dating. And so new girlfriend, obviously that takes up a lot of time. I've also got some side projects. I'm working on a relatively large web project for a client. I'm also co-hosting a sports podcast once a week during the football season. So that takes up some time. And then I've also started seminary. So for a long time, I've wanted to get my master's. I've actually started getting my master's two different times. I've quit both times, but this time I'm fully enrolled and I'm all in. I won't be quitting. I'm getting a master's of divinity from Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, which is located in Kansas City, but I'm doing it online. I am occasionally traveling to Kansas City to do some work there. So between new job and a move and new girlfriend and seminary, just taking up a lot of time and a side web project and a football podcast that I co-host, just a variety of things that I'm a part of in life. I've just been super crazy busy and swamped, and so something had to give. And the Theology for the Rest of Us podcast, unfortunately, had to be placed on hiatus for a while. As much as I loved it, I just had to do it. The beautiful thing, however, is my schedule is shifting slightly starting in January. The football podcast that I co-host will be over by that point. The side web project I've been working on will be over. And then actually my job will actually lessen a little bit. I'll be doing less teaching in January. I'll have a little more flexibility in my schedule starting in January. So I am committed to relaunching Theology for the Rest of Us. It will be happening in January. I promise it'll be coming at you. One last thing. One last request other than prayer, which I would love for, if you could just pray that God would just give me his grace and wisdom as I go through this busy season, that would be great. If you could also help me out, if you are a listener to the podcast and you have never left a rating or review on whatever platform you use, if you could do that, those are a really, really big help. Because I haven't posted a new episode, I'm kind of falling down on the charts. But the more reviews we have, the further up the charts will appear when people search. That would be a big, big help. So particularly if you're an iTunes user and you have never used, if you have Apple Podcasts and you've never left a review, I just want to say, can I just plead with you, beg you, beseech you to head on over to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating, leave a great review, tell the world that you love this podcast. That'll just really help me kind of push it up the charts. So when I relaunch in January, I'll have a little bit of momentum going in. Again, I just want to be able to reach more people, not for my own ego. I promise it's not for me or my own glory. It really is because I just want to impact the most amount of people possible. And that would be one way you can really help me in a lot of ways. That would be a big, big help. So if you could pray for me on a personal level, and then also, obviously, if you can head on over to leave a review and a rating, that would be great. Again, big thank you to everyone for sticking with me. Thank you for all the encouraging notes. I've gotten so many encouraging tweets and emails. I mean, really just overwhelmed by the love and support from this audience and this listener base. Just, I love you guys. I'm so thankful for you. Pray for me, please. God's grace in my life, God's wisdom. Pray for my relationship with this young lady that I'm courting and developing a relationship with. Just God will give us wisdom. That would be great. And then just, again, if you're willing, leave a rating and review. That would be great. I love you guys a lot. I'm going to do something that may be a little bit different, maybe even a little bit awkward, but I'm just going to pray. I know when you hear prayers that have been recorded, it seems a little awkward. Hope it's not too awkward, but I just want to pray because I genuinely love this audience. Like, I love this audience. And there, again, there's thousands of you, but there's really like a few hundred of you that are like really in tune with what I've been doing. And you guys, many of you have been following me from the very beginning and really early on. I'm thankful for you. So I just want to pray for you. I pray for you guys regularly, actually, in my life. But I just want to bring some prayers to the table here on the podcast. So Lord, I just pray for all the listeners of this podcast that have been loyal to me and have been encouraging to me. God, just bless them. I pray your grace, supernatural in their lives. Bless them, I pray. Use them. I pray that you would give them insights into your word, understanding of the scriptures beyond their own natural ability, just supernaturally give them understandings. And I just pray, Lord, that you would use the words of the podcast from me, your guest, on previous episodes to continue to minister to them. And I just pray, Lord, financial blessings, favor, wisdom. I pray that you, for anyone who is facing any tragedies or calamity, that your supernatural grace would comfort them. Holy Spirit, be a paraclete, we ask. You come alongside and comfort, empower, and strengthen. And Lord, you would just bless the families represented here, the marriages represented. I thank you for so many people that have entrusted me with private questions and thoughts, people that have reached out to me and encouraged me, but have also asked me for my wisdom and my thoughts. I feel humbled by that. Thank you for them, God. And I just pray, God, that you would use the words I've shared again to push them closer to you. That's what we pray, ultimately, that we would all be closer to you. Sanctify us, God, and mold us to be more like Jesus, we ask. We love you. Amen. Hey, I love you guys a lot. I appreciate you. If you have any questions, keep emailing me. I love to get your emails. HeyOrtiz@TheologyForTheRestOfUs.com. If you have any kind words, send them my way. If you got any hate mail, send it my way too. If you can't stand me, you don't like things I'm doing, but for some reason you stayed subscribed and you've listened to this update episode 15 minutes in, and you hate me or you dislike what I have to say, I'd love to hear from you too. Feel free to shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you follow me on Twitter @KennethOrtiz. It's KennethOrtiz. Follow me there, tweet at me, retweet me, just engage with me there. I love talking to people on Twitter. So love you guys, and I'll see you again in January. Well, I won't see you, but you'll hear from me. You'll see episodes from me starting in January of 2018. Blessings.